Have you ever heard of the Gospel of Judas? I said that correctly, and it sounds strange, but it does exist. Here's our copy of it in the SEM library, where it sits on a shelf, ignored. We don't pay attention to it, and rightly so. I will put it back into obscurity. The Gospel of Judas has a rather strange history. It was virtually unknown until 1978, when somebody stumbled upon it in a cave in Egypt. It took over 20 more years for the document to be analyzed by experts, translated, then publicized in National Geographic, and sadly, used by some scholars to suggest that the Bible we have is merely the result of church authorities back then deciding to keep certain books in and leave other books out. To their way of thinking, it's alleged that the Gospel of Judas did not make the cut. Now, there is some truth in a statement like that. The Gospel of Judas did not make the cut. But let's understand. The Christians who knew about it and had to deal with it back then, they could tell it was way off. It told a very different story about Jesus than the one they knew to be true from the apostolic books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It even told a different story about Judas, as though he was helping Christ rather than betraying Christ. For that reason, they could tell that this so-called gospel was faulty, a man-made product of certain people who promoted certain false teachings known as Gnosticism. For that reason, they ignored it, did not use it, did not regard it as part of the word of the Lord that endures forever. That's a passage from the Old Testament, which matches something Jesus said in the New Testament, Matthew 24, as our text today. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The permanence of God's word, this promise of Christ, we can take it to the bank and apply it to every part of the Bible, every book that God has given to us as His Old and New Testaments. Let's take the book of Genesis as an example. Moses wrote Genesis shortly after 1500 BC, 3,500 years ago approximately, making the first book of the Bible as old as some of the pyramids in Egypt. And unlike the cave-lost Gospel of Judas, it did not fade away. The Jews had it at their disposal as their scriptures during the time of Christ. So did Martin Luther during the Reformation, as do we in the 21st century. Genesis has great longevity, something you can't say about the Muslim book of Quran, which did not exist until several centuries after Christ was on earth. What about the New Testament, like the Gospel of Matthew? Matthew, Mark, and Luke were not written until 20 or 30 years after Christ ascended. This is not a problem. There's a good explanation for it. God did not give all of His words at once. What He provided in Genesis came well before what He gave through Isaiah. What we have in Matthew could not be written as history until after Jesus came, did what He did, said what He said. In fact, this gradual giving of God's word over time provides a unique harmony between the two testaments. It allows us to see how the first part of the Bible matches the second with Jesus as the main theme, how the prophecies of the Old Testament find their fulfillment in the record of the New Testament. Yes, this is a feature unique to the Bible. No other religious book has it. And it testifies to the truth that the Word of the Lord endures forever. Please don't overlook the reasons why the Bible has its permanence, why the words of Jesus will not pass away. It's more than the fact that God is going to be true to Himself and is able to speak for Himself. God had your salvation in mind when He gave His words their written form and preserved them all this while. God wanted you and me to be sure about the hope of heaven and our forgiveness, the certainty of our salvation in Christ. God wanted you to know the important information about who your Savior is and what He did in your place. God cared too much about you. The Savior sacrificed too much for you to let any of this information become lost. It was because of His grace as well as His promise that God made sure that the gospel found only in the Bible would be available throughout time, throughout the whole world. We never have to worry that any part of the Bible will be lost to us. God won't let that happen. Nor do we need to worry that something like the Gospel of Judas could intrude itself into a place where it does not belong. When God gives His Word, it stands out. It establishes itself. It has its own divine authority where it meets the characteristic of what Hebrews 4 talks about. Every word of God, living, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. God will preserve all of His Word intact. Not just the big parts like the books that belong, but all the way down to the smallest parts, exact words as given by the Holy Spirit. When it comes to the Bible and its message of your salvation in Christ, God wants you all to have the confidence of 2 John 2, which points to the Scripture as the truth that abides in us and will be with us forever. Amen. We sing of this confidence in hymn 285, stanzas 1, 2, and 6. 1, 2, and 6 of hymn 285.